This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. The Obamacare Health Exchange is still up and running, and on Wednesday, the short season begins where people can choose a new health insurance plan for the coming year. Open enrollment starts November 1st, but many might not know that because the Trump administration has drastically cut the budget for advertising and outreach. That could lead to a drop in enrollment on the exchanges. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer has more.
Want to know what happens when you cut ad spending for Obamacare? Just ask Kentucky. When the health insurance exchanges there first went online, the state ran lots of ads like this.
If you think you can't afford to be insured, think again.
But a year later, Kentucky elected a Republican governor who quickly cut the ad budget. Erica Franklin Fowler is co-director of the Wesleyan Media Project. She studied how the drop in advertising affected the Kentucky exchange. She says there were
450,000 fewer page views per week on the website.
Enrollment on the Kentucky exchange fell from around 106,000 people in 2015 to about 81,000 this year. Franklin Fowler says healthy people need a reminder to sign up for insurance.
That is where advertising can be especially helpful in encouraging those people to go and get insurance.
The Trump administration is slashing national advertising by 90%, plus the enrollment window has been cut to just 45 days. Joshua Peck is co-founder of the nonprofit Get America Covered. He says all the talk of repealing Obamacare is causing confusion.
Our polling showed that 59% of consumers were either didn't think that the marketplace would exist next year or weren't sure.
And if you don't even think Obamacare will be around next year, you're not going to enroll. In Washington, I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer for Marketplace.